God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty of a starry band, a shining world in splendor through the skies, a grateful song before the throne arise. Thy love divine hath led us in the past. In this free land, by thee apart is cast.
Guardian, guide, and stay. Thy word our law, thy path our chosen way.
From wars alarmed, from deathly present ends, refresh thy people
on the toilsome way.
Lead us from dawn to never-ending day.
Fill all our lives with love and grace divine, and glory long,
and praise be ever thine.
Good morning. Wow, that's really loud. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to West End Service this morning. We appreciate all of you being here and all those that are online also. We welcome Pastor Burton from Coit Avenue here with us today. Thanks for being with us. And we got a few announcements first. Please keep the families in your prayers. Eileen Stayhauer passed away from Life Eternal yesterday. The funeral arrangements will be made today. Tom told me that his mother took the bus to heaven yesterday, so that was a good thing. And he said that probably visitation will be on Tuesday evening, and the funeral probably will be on Wednesday. So keep that family in your prayers at this time. Also, Deb Cox's dad had a stroke last week, so keep her and her family in your prayers also. Also, there will be no Sunday school today. CSI is coming up, and we need volunteers. So please contact the office or Brian for the to be part of that program, which is very important to the neighborhood and to the church here. And the offerings today, of course, will be for Ministry Fund and Mel Trotter Missions. Now, at this point, we will have a call to worship, and it'll be on the screen, I presume, and we will follow that, okay? I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Whoa, we're not on there yet? Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon and softer gleam. Oh, praise him. Take your part, oh, singing Alleluia.
Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God and on him cast your care.
Oh, praise him, oh, praise him.
Morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our guide this morning to the book of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. God wants to call us to confession out of the book of Philippians chapter 2. And while you're turning there, let me just thank you for allowing me to come this morning to worship with you. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will hear the Lord this morning. I was just telling the Lord this morning how grateful I am that he have allowed me to come here. I am always excited to come to be with God's people here at West End. Because I don't know if many of you may know, some of you may know, and some of you may not know, that when my wife and I lived on the northeast side town about 8 years ago, you took care of us. You allowed me to come here to worship with you, to hear God's word with you, and also to study God's word, because we had a Bible study group in one of the rooms downstairs. And so I am so thankful for you all ministering to us, because you know, even though you're pastor in the morning time, on the morning shift at Court Community Church, I still need to be refueled. And you did that for our souls as we came to worship with, and hear God's word with you. So I'm very thankful for the body of Christ at West End CRC Church. So thank you. All those who can stand, can you stand for the reading of God's word out of Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4? Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, any comfort from his love. If any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the other interest of the other. Let's bow our heads in prayer, and you may be seated. Father God, we praise you and we thank you, O Lord, Almighty God, that you have allowed us to gather here in your name. And our prayer, Almighty God, that you may take our gathering here as a testimony, Almighty God, that we solely depend upon you. You alone is God. And your Son reigns in our hearts. And we thank you, Almighty God, for your grace. But Lord, we know that we are Christians and that we love you and that Jesus lived inside of us. And yet, Lord God, we struggle with sin. We struggle, oh Lord God, with loving our neighbor as ourselves. We struggle, Almighty God, with selfishness. And so, Lord, together as a family, family of believers, as a family, Lord God, and as individuals, we fall together on our knees, asking you for your mercy, asking you for forgiveness, because, Lord, we have transgressed your laws. And so, Lord, please forgive us. In Jesus' name, we pray. And God, people says, amen. Let's open our God again to Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 42. In your bulletin, I noticed that you have a short funeral. But I asked Jan to change that, to change it to Jesus Christ doing ministry from on high. Because when I studied the book of Acts, it has become very clear to me that the book of Acts of the Apostles is not really about the apostles. If I could rename it, I would name the book of Acts the providence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is doing ministry from his throne room through his chosen peoples on earth. The providence of the Lord Jesus Christ doing ministry from his throne room through the power of the Holy Spirit that is working in and through his chosen peoples on earth. I hope you can see this in general in the book of Acts, but particular in this passage. When you have found that place where you, out of reverence for who Jesus Christ is and who God is, and And because he's the word, can you stand for the reading of his holy word in his presence? And can you pray for me this morning as I deliver God's message, pray that God will speak to me and that you will hear. I don't say anything but what God said. Because it's only through the word of God that our lives change. Our lives are drawing deep into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now hear the word of the Lord. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's peoples who live in Lydda. They found a man named Aeneas who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heal you. Get up and roll up your mat. Immediately Aeneas got up. All those who live in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. And Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, and in Greek her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in the upper room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around and crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas has made while she was still with them. Peter sent them out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turned toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet, and then he called for the believers, and especially widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord, and Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with the tanner named Simon. Let's bow our heads and ask God blessing upon his word. Father God, I praise you and I thank you for this wonderful privilege, Almighty God. Lord, I bow my knee of my heart, Almighty God, and I ask you for your grace. Lord, that speak to me and your peoples. Lord, we need to hear a clear word from you. And Lord, I pray that you will give us the grace and the strength to apply to our lives as a church, as a family, and as individuals. In Jesus' name I pray, God, people said, you may be seated in God's presence. Jesus Christ is still doing ministry from his throne room in heaven through his chosen peoples, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Keep your Bibles open and walk with me through this passage. In verse 32 and 35, the Apostle Peter is traveling throughout the countryside. He ends up in Lydda, which is 35 miles east of Jerusalem. And as he's walking in this community of love and Sharon, he sees a paralyzed man. Man who had been bedridden for 8 long years. And Peter says to him, Jesus Christ heals you. And the man is restored. The man is made whole, because I believe that not only was he healed physically, he was healed psychologically, and he was healed emotionally. The man's dignity was restored, which means he could be productive in his community. All those in Lydda and Sharon saw the paralyzed man walking, and they turned their life over to the Lord. They received the Lord Jesus Christ. They were saved from their sin. They were saved from eternal death, and they was given a guarantee of the resurrection from the dead because of the power of Jesus Christ doing ministry from his throne room through his servant, Peter. Jesus Christ is Lord over the body. But not only is he Lord over the body, he's Lord over the souls. Because in Joppa, which is 12 miles west a little, where Peter was doing ministry, there was a disciple named Tabitha. She was a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. A disciple was someone who set up under the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only was she a disciple who set up under the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, who took in and received the Lord, the word from God. But a disciple was someone who followed God, who applied the scripture to their life. She was a disciple, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you got your Bibles open, notice how the Holy Spirit described her in verse 36. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which means Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. She was always doing good. How? By helping the poor. I think she defined for me, and I hope to you, what a righteous life looked like. A righteous life always do the right thing. She was full of good work. She was selfless. She lived a sacrificial life. I believe that she defines for me what true love is. I believe that true love is this: that even though it is convenient to me, or inconvenient to me, I will still reach across the aisle to help those who are in need. She always did the right thing. She was about helping those who could not help themselves. Tabby was always doing good. She lived a life of faith. And the Greek word for doing good is plainly generous. She wasn't only generous with what she had, she was generous with her life. She had a giving spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ that was left in her was trying to get out of her where he could do ministry in the neighborhood. Ministry in the community, ministry in the world. As we celebrate, and I don't know what it is, it's CIS that y'all are finna plan, and they're looking for some Tabitha so that they can be, Brian is looking for some Tabitha so that we can do ministry in the community. What a beautiful life that give us a snapshot of Jesus Christ. You know Jesus says that the Father will honor those who serve him. Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 12, verse 26. He says, whoever served me must follow me. And where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who served me. Tabitha was imitating the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was ministering through his chosen church, through his chosen daughter, Tabitha, on earth. While Jesus Christ is in his throne room, Jesus Christ is ministering on earth through his church. Not only does she have a ministry to the poor, but she had a ministry to the widows. She cared about human life. She understood that people are made in the image of God, that they reflect God's person in this earth, and that she was called to allow Jesus Christ to minister through her life on earth. It seems to me that she had a gift and she had a passion for people, and she used her gift, a seamstress, to make clothes, to make blankets. And I can imagine that those widows, when they laid down at night, they thought about Tabitha because that blanket kept them warm. She was ministering in the community. She was ministering in her neighborhood. And it seemed to me that Jesus Christ honored her because the people really appreciated the work that Christ was doing through her as she yielded her life over to Jesus Christ. My Father will honor those who serve. Verse 37, at that time, Tabitha became sick and died. And they washed her body, and they laid her body in an upper room. And I suspect that so that people can come by and pay their respects. I tell you what I didn't see in this passage. I didn't see them anoint the body. you anoint the body. You put spices around the body because the body is going to decay. I don't read that here. And I like to suggest to you why I think it's not there. The reason I think that it's not there because they believe that Jesus Christ was still doing ministry from his throne room on earth. In a nail, the bedridden guy who was healed and walking and restored and being productive in his community was a testimony that Jesus Christ is alive, that Jesus Christ is doing ministry from his throne room. I believe they didn't anoint his body because of faith. They had faith that Jesus Christ could honor their prayers. And they said, wait a minute. Find two young men and have them run 2.8 miles to Little. Get Peter. And tell Peter, this is an urgent message. Come and immediately. And the Bible said, and he went. How in the world did they know that Peter was in Lydda? He healed a man. A man got healed through his ministry. All the towns, all the city, all the village heard about what Jesus Christ had done through his chosen servant, Peter. See, at that time, there was no such thing as a quiet, pious Christian. No. They was excited about what God was doing from his throne room. You can't shut up with some good news. It's good news. That Jesus Christ is alive, that Jesus Christ is still doing ministry from a throne room through the church. And so their faith says, send for Peter. And verse 39 said, Peter went at once. When he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room, and all the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas has made while she was still with them. It says all the widows stood around people crying with a heavy heart. This is a clear picture. Tabitha is a clear picture of the church imitating Jesus Christ. All four of the Gospels tells us that Jesus Christ went throughout the town to town and village to village and city to city doing good work. Blessing peoples, bringing good news. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, put it this way. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of believers. let me do a confession with you, right? So, I don't know if many of you know, but some of you know I've been in the ministry at Court Community Church for, I came there in 1991. I've been doing ministry officially since 1994. You grow weary. You get tired. And I got to confess that, you know, I kind of, you know, when you get weary, you become like John the Baptist, and he know that God sent Jesus. He saw the dove, he saw the presence of God upon Jesus, and yet when they put him in prison, he got confused. He sent his disciple to ask him, is he really the one? I had that experience. And I had an experience that, God, you don't love me. I don't see no fruit. And I came across Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. And God spoke to me. Listen at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. And it's true on me. And here's what God said to me. Jerome, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his peoples and continue to help them. God ministered to my spirit because I was growing weary. And ministry is hard, but we must not forget that Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive, and he's still doing ministry, and he wants to do ministry to his church. I may grow old, and I may grow weary, but I do not lose heart because God is still alive, and God is still doing ministry through his peoples. And as y'all look for a pastor, don't lose heart. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Because you are God's people, and God is still touching life through you. And when it comes to human life, because I think about Little Court Church, when I think about human life, there's no such thing as a small ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, because every life is precious. The woman Tabitha is out of modern day Teresa, Mother Teresa. She's a beautiful example to follow. But I love how the Holy Spirit revealed how to do ministry. How to allow Jesus Christ to use your life. And Peter was a humble man. He got it. He was the big fisherman in the gospel, but he's a humble man in Acts. Peter sent everyone out of the room. Then, watch this, don't miss this, he got down on his knees. He recognized if Jesus Christ is going to do anything in his life, he had to be humble. He sent everybody out of the room because he could have put on a show. You know how the TV evangelist put on a show. Come on up front. Let me put my hands on you and knock you down and you fall on the floor. And it's just a show. No, not Pete. Pete took everyone out the room. Peter got down on his knees. Peter declared that, Lord, if Tabitha is going to get up, he's going to get up because of you. Peter recognized it was not him who healed the man, the bedridden man of 8 years. It was Jesus Christ doing ministry from his throne room through the power of the Holy Spirit that came through him. Peter bowed his head as a sign he recognized Jesus is Lord. He recognized Jesus is Lord over the human soul. Verse 40 says, Peter, then he turned to the woman and said, Tabitha, get up. And she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, the Bible says she got up. You know what I like about in this passage? Peter did not touch her before Jesus Christ opened her eyes, before she sat up. All Peter did was share with Tabitha what Jesus told him while he was on his knees. Jesus Christ spoke from heaven to him. And he said, get up. Don't that sound like Jesus in the gospel? I say to you, get up, take up your mat and walk. Jesus hadn't changed a bit, is it? He's always the same. Get up, Tabitha. That's all Peter did. He told her exactly what the Lord said. Can you see the Holy Spirit partnering with the church? Can you see Christ wants to use his church to do unique things in the neighborhood, in the community, in the world? But we have to be humble. We have to recognize that Jesus is alive. And if anything is going to happen, it's going to happen because Jesus commanded from his throne room. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that people's lives are transformed. It's in the name of Jesus Christ people are resurrected. Jesus says to Mary, Martha, I am the resurrection. I am the life, and whoever believes in me, even though he dies, he lives. Can you see that right here through Tabitha? That Jesus Christ is doing ministry from heaven and wants to do ministry through a humble heart in his church today. Jesus Christ wants people to come. Jesus Christ wants the church to win souls, to draw people closer into a personal, intimate relationship. But Jesus Christ wants to do it through the church. He wants to partner with the church, his own people. He wants to let his people, let his church in on his joy. He wants to share with you. Jesus could zap anyone. But he wants to do it through the church. Let us pray. Father God, I praise you and I thank you for who you are. And I thank you, dear Jesus, that you are still doing ministry from your throne room through your church. I thank you, Lord God, that you are still reviving and doing ministry through West End and through their leadership, Lord. I pray that you would empower them. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would guide them into your truth. I pray that you would give this congregation, that you would revive their heart, that they will not lose heart, they will not grow weary, they will continue to allow you to do ministry through them from your throne. I pray this all in Jesus' mighty name.
church is one foundation in Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is His new creation by water and the Word. From heaven He came and sought her to be His holy bride. With His own blood He bought her, and for her life He died. Elect from every nation, yet one for all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. The toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore,
till with a vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth have union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those who rest is one. Oh, happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, in love may dwell with.
Today, and Monday, of course, is Memorial Day. It's a very important day to all the servicemen and women all over the world. And today, of course, we're looking to see if we have any Gold Star families in our church. If we do, please rise. And a Gold Star family is a family that has lost a loved one serving for the United States government in the service time. So if we have anybody, please rise, and we would like to give you an ovation for that. If not, you know, there's a lot to say about this country. We have a freedom. We forget about it a lot of times. And if it wasn't for the people that served us in the service, my family, of course, being from the Netherlands, the United States came and saved a lot of our people because of what happened over there. So I'm very appreciative of all that also. So at this moment, let us all just bow our heads and say a silent prayer for all those men and women who served us and died for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all these men and women that served our country. And may we go into the world knowing that the freedom we have is a gift that you have given us, that we may carry it forward and tell the next generation what we have and the freedom that we carry. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now the last song.
Saints from whom the labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confess, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Raise our hand and receive God's pardon and blessing. And God's pardon and blessing come to his peoples in these words. May the grace and the mercy of God continue to surround you and empower you to take a step of faith. May he bless you going in. May he bless you going out. In Jesus' name, go in peace.